And now this is a dictation for Loretta, Loretta Alcocer, Alcocer, March 27, 1964. Addresses a letter to Dr. Tan, T-A-N, Lee, L-I, 584-0307. Dear Dr. Lee, follow-up for Loretta, who has a strong family history for likely familial FSGS. Patient has chronic hematuria. She has psychiatry problems on treatment. Last visit, June 2022. No hospital or emergency room visits. Has lost few pounds, can accompany with mother. Has not noticed any gross hematuria, infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. Denied chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, edema. Review system is negative. Medication list review. A long list for psychiatry medications. Takes no blood pressure medicine, on cholesterol treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Blood pressure today 100 over 64 right-sided, weight 149. Alert oriented 93, no respiratory distress, no gross skin, mucosal joint or lymph nodes abnormalities, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no ascites tenderness, no edema, and no gross neurological deficit, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry, normal kidney function, electrolyte and acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, liver testing. A1C 6.1, likely related to effect of medication risperdal. Cholesterol appears to be fairly well controlled. Used to take metformin, presently no treatment. Urine shows large amount of blood, but no protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Familial type FSGS. Father did have dialysis and renal transplant, already deceased. Next number, chronic hematuria, is stable over time, no indication for renal biopsy. Next number, normal blood pressure in the low side. Next number, normal kidney function. Next number, hyperglycemia, in part exacerbated by medications, psychiatry medications, the importance of physical activity, eating right, weight reduction, continue cholesterol management, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, plan to see her back in 1 year.